You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Sorrow and the Fat Babies on Rivermont, What a Heavenly Dream is the album, and you can get that as an LP, by the way, and I urge you to do so, because you'll get the CD with it, so you cannot go wrong, especially if you're lucky. You get the crystal clear vinyl edition, which is gorgeous, just gorgeous, and the artwork by our friend Joe Boozum is marvelous, so you owe yourself that. I agree. Yes, you definitely owe yourself that. And that was Blue Turning Gray Over You. And the Fat Babies, of course, are Paul Lazzaro, piano and vocals, dedicated to the, bringing back the the style of Fats Waller, and really quite a nice interpretation of the rhythm sides. And Andy Shum, and you can judge by listening to this show, whom I think had a better tone than Herman Autry. John Otto, easily the peer and probably, well, let's not make invidious comparison, but John Otto is wonderful, and he's at least as good as or better than Gene Sedgwick. On guitar, you had Jake Sanders, who has got a lot of Al Casey vibe there and sounds really good. You had Bo Sample on bass and Alex Hall on drums, and that was, of course, Blue Turning Gray Over You, and I'm doing a little of both here. The gray is creeping in, and definitely I'm tinged. And this is Radiola, and we're heading toward the aquamarine at this point. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm showing signs of it. That happens if you eat colloidal silver. Sometimes you get that little tinge, and I haven't tried that, but I hear it's wonderful. Arthur Pryor's Man, speaking of college songs, 1910. This is the other side of the Billy Murray, by the way, oddly enough. But it's the, you've heard this tune. Of course you have. But this is the 1910 recording by Arthur Pryor, the Yale Bula March. Yes, here it is. Ted Lewis and Ted Lewis's jazz band, it says here. That's what it says on the label. And I'm only trying to be accurate, if occasionally accurate. And to be totally accurate, what it reads on the label is Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gave Me, 1919. That was Ted Lewis's first session as a band leader on Columbia. And he's very, well, the word I use frequently to describe Ted is klezmerizing. And they sure are. Oh, my goodness. That's what you're hearing there. Definitely. Another ethnicity represented, Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band in 1918, Blue in the Blues. And Wilbur was a pioneering African-American recording artist and probably one of the first to record jazz. Actually, he was the first to record jazz because his 1916 recording of My Hawaiian Sunshine, which I wish I had, I think I might have seen it at a sale once, and I thought it was, oh, this is a Hawaiian record. How dumb. But Wilbur was, he recorded jazz in 1916 before those New Orleans guys got in there to do it. Arthur Pryor's band, 1910, the Yale Bula March. So, yes, it's an old college yell there. And I'm Andy Sr., and I don't yell anything anymore because I'm off Facebook for a while. The Radiola page is up, but I was getting a little, I just need to clear my head from controversy of any sort. This is Radiola, and anyone showing up with an agenda will be turned away. No exceptions. Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1930, Mood Indigo.
that's no friend of mine, and my guiding star won't shine, I shall still keep smiling along. And wherever I may roam, though a million miles from home, I shall still keep smiling along. Although the road is dreary, you'll always find me cheery, singing to myself a happy song. And whatever may befall, with my back against the wall, I shall still keep smiling along.
Ray Noble and his orchestra, El Boley. That was a re-recording from a session, this previous session it was rejected, but El is sounding good there. I Shall Still Keep Smiling Along. That was from 1933, and that's how we all should behave this week. Or later, when we get over it. Claude Ivey, Stand Up and Sing. Selection, 1931, and I have no idea what that refers to. It might be a movie. I didn't look it up. Somebody will look it up and tell me I should be doing my job, but getting the show out is enough. If I just came on and said, here's a record and played it, that would be enough this week, but I think I've exceeded that expectation. Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1930, Mood Indigo. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. Doing pretty well. Yes. And I'm going to continue with Pete Woolery. And this, I don't know what to say about it. It sort of refers to seasonal stuff. So, like a breath of springtime. And there it is, 1929.
Winter blows its breath on the lowlands, over every green-covered glen. All in vain I've wandered the snowlands, looking for the sunshine again. Then, just like a breath of spring, you came to make me sing. A rose in the snow, where cold breezes blow, you blossom and grow so beautiful. Come, let us drift away to find an April day. We'll love and we'll dream, and life, dear, will seem just like a breath of springtime. ¶¶ April day. We'll love and we'll dream, and life dear will seem just like a breath of springtime.
Feeling odd and yet so true. Did a thing like this ever happen to you? my dream talking, but far from me. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand, and it's too divine. Have you ever seen a dream dancing? Well, I know I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. See heaven right in your arms, saying I love you, I do. Then the dream just kept on walking, and the dream just kept on talking, and heaven vanished from my view.
Francis Day in 1933, did you ever see a dream walking? Slightly different lyrics than you're used to if you've heard the Bing Crosby recording of that. And I like these. It's a more of a wistful song rather than just being some guy, you know, trying to... I always see those... Bing was, you know, he's doing that very, you know, that crooning thing. This is really... This is more touching and poignant as, and I was going to save this for New Year's, but I thought I would spend it today. And let's see what I have left for New Year's. Probably a lot. Don't worry about it. You'll get some records. You'll get a show in New Year's because that's what I'm here for. The Melody Three, and that would have been Frank Luther, Jack Parker, and Phil Dewey, I believe. My Song of the Nile, 1929, or as they say here in Utica, My Song of Denial, and that would be about the size of it. Pete Woolery, Like a Breath of Springtime, 1929. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and there are no agendas. No, I'm fine, really. We're good here on Radiola. Good music. And Spike Huzin is orchestra, and a lot of great jazz guys on here. And the Cognoscenti will look this up and know who they are. 1933, Nocturne.
Thank you.
in Paris, but it's so dark in Paris because I'm away from you. The scene changes. I'm in a lane in London, but there's no rain in London because I'm away from you. I've been a fool to run away, to say that I've done away with love. Although the earth should swallow me, your face would follow me forever. The scene changes. My ship at last is homebound. I'll travel fast, for I've found I'll always belong to you. Thank you.
Benny Goodman Trio, wonderful record, great copy of that, by the way, very nice, from 1936, Tiger Rag, and of course that was Benny playing that. Whatever you think about Benny Goodman, he could play that thing, and he plays amazingly on that side, like he was a kid again of a few years before, just kills it. And Teddy Wilson, of course, on piano, Gene Krupa on traps, as it says on the label. Dick McDonough and his orchestra, which would include Artie Shaw and Bunny Berrigan, among others. Great band, Chick Bullock, and that's called The Scene Changes. That was a Billy Hill composition, and Billy Hill was about ready to step off the planet when he did that, when he was getting... He wasn't long for this world, but it's a nice tune. Better than the last roundup, don't you think? 1936 on Perfect. Spike Hughes and his orchestra recorded in 1933, a later Decca reissue of Nocturne. And very nice stuff there, too. This is Radiola, and yes, we'll have a good Christmas. We will. We'll have covered turkey sandwiches and just really enjoy ourselves, and that's really the best we can hope. We don't do it fancy. That's how I prefer it. I don't really like those extra dishes of olives and things. So we'll have a nice little Christmas here. That's what we're aiming for, and that's all I'd wish for anybody who wanted it. And Fats Waller really says it here. Don't make a fat... Don't ever make a fat man blue. Just don't. 1935. Blue Because of You. Fats Waller and His Rhythm.
Oh, don't make a fat man blue. No, baby. Come here. Blue because of you. Broken hearted too. Stars appear, night is here, breezes softly sigh, they seem to cry, you're gone, oh, you're gone. Nightingales above sing their songs of love, but their song seems all wrong, just a melody reminding you're gone, ah, my, you're gone. Though I'm alone, you seem to haunt my memory. Though I'm alone, I seem to feel you kiss me tenderly. How can I go on knowing that you're gone? What can I say or do? I'm lost in loneliness. I must confess I'm blue, yes, blue. My, take it away there. Come on back. could they let you go? How's everything in heaven? I'd like to know, why did you trade heaven for all these oily things? Where did you hide your halo? Where did you lose your wings? Have they missed you? Can you get back in? If I kissed you, would it be a sin? I am only human, but you are so divine. When did you leave heaven?
Henry Red Allen and his orchestra. When Did You Leave Heaven? 1936 on Vocalion. And another one I could have saved for New Year's, but somehow seemed to belong here this week. Fats Waller and his rhythm, Blue Because of You, 1935 on Bluebird. I think it was originally on, Victor, of course. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I have to say I'm not a holiday type person. Well, we will celebrate New Year's Eve big time next week, but whatever you believe or don't believe, I really hope and wish for you this season as much peace and joy as you can find. And here's Paul Plançon, a legendary bass singer of the 19th century, and he made a few records in the early 1900s, about 1903, and this one is perfect to finish the show with, a brand new acquisition, and I'm so glad to have it. Noel, O Holy Night. Son père a redit le vent.